I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Well, if you're not, your day's about to get way better. Today's first revenge story is absolutely insane. The original poster is a baker, right? And they start a new job at a bakery. Soon after, they realize they may secretly and accidentally be working for the Russian mafia. How incredible is that? Let's get into the story. That time, I accidentally worked for the Russian mafia and proxy blew up a dumpster with bread dough. I am a professional baker, and I've worked for various companies developing recipes and the like. I found a job at a local grocery store, working super early mornings on their pastries for the day. There were usually a few other people there, one of whom was a mixer. Mixers typically follow a spec sheet with the weights of all the ingredients they need to batch mix. It's kind of mindless work and doesn't require much thought. He was a young guy, fresh out of his teens. We became fast co-worker friends and enjoyed chatting about baking, and I'd help him put our supply order away. Good times. One day, a woman with a thick Russian accent came in and handed us business cards. She told us whatever we're getting paid, her company would double it if we came to work for them. I scheduled an interview, thinking this would be a great opportunity for me. It was a new grocery store concept, like a glitzy, glammy, European-style Costco, whatever that really means. When I went in for the interview, the place was literally still under construction. I met their lead baker, and we hit it off right away. He warned me that the big boss had interesting tastes, and we'd need to work with that. No biggie, more money, let's go. They hired us both, and over the next several months, it was a really interesting and fun experience. The big boss, a thick, burly Russian man, to the point and perpetually angry, wanted this place to be like Costco, mass production of quality pastries. They were bringing in crazy amounts of new equipment, including folders, shapers, and injectors that were easily worth millions. We didn't have much equipment to start, and we were doing a lot of mixing in trash cans. Remember my mixer buddy? Well, he was working on the bread dough, using spec sheets provided by our lead baker. Over time, they were bringing on more staff, and it was a lot of fun developing new recipes, experimenting with ratios, and figuring out how to get over constraints for the types of products that boss wanted. Did I mention he was a butthole? Oh, yeah. When he was reviewing some cheesecake I'd made, he said, "Good job, sweetie." I came back with, "Miss, Mom, or my name is fine." He scowled at me, and from that point on, he treated me like garbage. We brought other women on staff. I watched him hit on them. Some of the others were cool with being sexually harassed, I guess. This place was paying top dollar, and you had to get in good with the big boss, right? So, the stage is set here. The big boss quickly turned his business into a game of Survivor, though. He'd fire people on the spot for whatever reason. One day, one of the people he sacked was our lead baker. It came as a surprise since he was developing all the recipes we'd be using. I inherited a lot of his notes, and his development work was divided between me and the mixer. So this whole time, the mixer had been kissing Big Boss's butt pretty hard. He saw an open position with the lead baker gone and quickly became invested in the idea of him running the bakery show and making some serious money. At the same time, my relationship with Big Boss was quickly declining. For example, I hand him some sample cinnamon rolls I had made and he came back with, "I hate these, they're terrible. What do you not like exactly?" I reply. "We can change anything about them. The dough, the filling, the icing." "I don't know, I just don't like them." On a hunch, I gave some of the cinnamon rolls from the same batch to another lady that worked there that the big boss had eyes for, and I asked her if she would present them to him as her own. So she offered him the same product I'd given him minutes before, and he loved it. Uh-huh. Anyway, I noticed that my notes were out of place one day, and a co-worker informed me my mixer buddy was stealing my work and presenting it as his own. He was also approaching me and asking lots of baking questions, which was fine, but I knew that his knowledge of industrial ratio baking was mediocre at best. He was a mixer. To be fair, following a recipe is all he knew how to do. Knowing this, I made a decoy copy of my notes, but this time I put really, really awful recipes with huge amounts of salt or yeast. Anyone who knew how to build a recipe could probably look at it and go, whoa, that's a lot. But not Mixer Buddy. My original plan was to leave this in an obvious spot as bait and let him steal the awful recipes. But Big Boss had other plans. We sat down for a pre-launch meeting and he informed me I wasn't going to be working in the bakery anymore and being relegated to store setup. The Mixer was going to be taking over as the lead baker. I guess all that butt kissing really paid off, and I was to give him all my notes so far. No problem, boss. A day later was when the fun really began. Mixer mixed up a huge batch of super butt salty cake batter, and I heard Big Boss screaming at him about way too much salt. That's not even where the fun begins. As we were setting up an industrial quantity baking equipment, we had to test the larger quantity mixing machines and do a test run for some bread dough with my decoy recipe that had tripled the yeast and sugar. As it didn't come out right, Mixer had to throw it away. His choice, the dumpster out back in the dead heat of summer. Hundreds of pounds of dough. The fun thing about massive amounts of bread dough is that it doesn't magically stop rising if you throw it away, especially in a hot dumpster. A few hours later, I spied out back to see Mixer Buddy shoveling this massive blob of dough into trash bags that had exploded from the dumpster like an uncovered blender, spewing out a yeast-laden smoothie. Now, OP has actually linked a photo of what it looked like, not the original dumpster, but it should give us an idea of how awful it is. Let's have a look at this, and yeah, wow, that's an absolute car crash. That looks disgusting. Absolutely brilliant though, but yeah, that is ridiculous. I mean, to be fair, it's pretty stupid from the Mixer. Surely he knows that heat makes bread rise and yeast rise, you know? God, in a hot dumpster, pretty much an oven on a hot summer's day. Yeah, that's gonna happen. Not to that extent though. Even I would not have imagined it to be like that. Wow, that is a lot of bread. Now that was sweet revenge. Now, about the mafia thing. Well, this store was really strange. They'd been ordering doubles of all the crazy industrial baking equipment and storing them in the back. We had nowhere to put any of this. I also looked up the company they were subcontracted under, and it was to a dead address in Russia. Big Boss also had armed security guards everywhere. This was a grocery store, mind you. I had a feeling that this company was more of a front for laundering a bunch of money. Eventually, I was fired by Big Boss, which was great because I had been job hunting, full well knowing this business was a sinking ship. I had a new job lined up already. Big Boss's grocery store had their grand opening, did business for 3 months, then closed. Rest in peace, Mixer. Well, yeah, not many people, I guess, can say that they've accidentally worked for the Russian mafia before. No doubt in my mind that that store was definitely a front for something. Maybe it was money laundering. Maybe they were making something else in the back. I have no idea. No doubt in my mind, though, that that is definitely what's going on. That is so shady. Set up really in Russia, security guards in a grocery store. When have you ever seen that before? I mean, that's strange. Yeah, definitely very shady. An awesome story to tell, though. That's one of those stories that happens to you. And at the time, you're like, what is going on here? And afterwards, it's one that will just stay with you for life and you'll tell your grandkids about. Great story. Loved it.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Now moving on to our second story of revenge. Post office said I couldn't file a complaint about the mailman not trying to deliver my packages because I had no proof. So I got proof. For context, in my country, if your package gets sent through the National Post Service, you're basically screwed. It takes 200 years and they never actually deliver it. I'm not really sure how it is in other countries, but here they are supposed to ring the doorbell if the package doesn't fit the mailbox. And if you don't answer, they leave a notice and you have to go and pick it up all the way at the post office. The problem is that my mailman doesn't even try to deliver them. He just leaves the notice without even ringing the doorbell and leaves. I've had to pick up nearly every package I've ordered because of that. Well, the last time was my last straw. I was obviously home because of the pandemic, and suddenly I received a call that immediately hung up. It was so fast that my phone didn't even ring. It just showed up as a missed call. No doorbell, nothing. I suspected it was the mailman and ran to the door, only to find him inside the truck looking straight at me before driving off. The balls on that man. Absolutely love it. I mean, not great for OP, but that's very funny. Well, I was fuming and I called the post office to file a complaint. Yeah, that's completely fair. Still funny though. I mean, guys, can you imagine? He knows what he's just done and he just stares at OP right as he drives off. Not even looking at the road, just full on eye contact. How intimidating is that? I explained the situation and the lady told me that I couldn't file a complaint because they are only instructed to ring the doorbell and calling is optional. And I couldn't prove that he didn't ring it. At first, I just avoided using them again at all costs. But the other day, I ordered something and chose a delivery company from the ones listed on the website. Apparently, that company hires the National Post Service to deliver for them here. When I found out, I basically stalked the tracking info for days. It was about 2 weeks late, until one day, late at night, it said it had arrived in my country. Which usually means that the next day it's going to be delivered. The next day, I woke up at 7 a.m. to check. My suspicions were correct. It said out for delivery. I quickly grabbed something to eat, got in my car, and parked right outside my house. Then I waited and waited and waited. 6 hours in total until I finally see the post truck pulling over. I grabbed my phone to record and watched as the mailman opened the door already with the notice in hand, slide it inside my mailbox and turn around. I got out of the car and said, "Excuse me, what are you doing?" He didn't even look at me and said, "Just delivering packages, miss." Then I stood there as that butthole grabbed his phone to call me and quickly hang up. I smiled as I took my phone out of my pocket and sarcastically stated, "Oh, bummer. He didn't even give me time to reach for my phone." He literally turned white and couldn't even speak. And I continued, "Now, can you give me my package, please?" He quickly opened the truck, almost tripped, and took out my package. "See, wasn't that easier than your whole scheme?" He finally manages to say, "Sorry, miss." I turned around and left. He probably thought he got lucky that I didn't say anything else. But little did he know that I sent the video to the post office via email attached to my complaints. Well, let's just say I have a new mailman. This one tries to leave 1 second after ringing the doorbell, but at least he rings. Well, it sounds to me like it's not really an issue with just an individual mailman at this point. It's more just an issue with your country's entire postal service. I don't know where you're from, OP. You didn't say it in the story, but I don't know. Guess down below, guys, which country do you reckon has a postal service this unorganized? I don't want to, you know, be rude, but Jesus, that does not sound fun, ordering packages. But fair play to OP, I've got to say, for wasting 6 hours of their lives just waiting for that evidence. When I say wasting, it was good in the end, but 6 hours of sitting in your car just waiting to catch someone red-handed, it's brilliant, but it requires dedication and patience, and I love you for it. Well done. It was worth it, in my opinion. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/ProRevenge. Really hope you have enjoyed it. If you did and you want to see more from me right away, well, first of all, click a video on screen, and second of all, only after you clicked here, comment on this video and let me know you enjoyed it and drop it a like. Not quite sure how that works, but yeah, have a nice.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.